the same.
It's all the same, it's all the same.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Band Podcast. Welcome to the November-December 2020 edition of the Band Podcast. Our name is Bluest. My name is Gray.
I'm Blue, and we're on episode 24.
Let's go. So for the band, for people that have never checked out the Band Podcast, this is a monthly podcast that we do. Recently, it's been like a bi-monthly thing, but we talk about the stuff that we normally don't talk about on stream. On here, we also take questions from subs at the end, so it's a kind of like a half and half, very chill just thing that we've been doing. So here it is. This is the November-December. We've had a lot of things happen to us in the like last 2 months.
Yeah, and especially since like, this time of the year, your work is really busy too, so you've been busy.
Oh, I mean
with lockdown and everything too. You've been busy.
Personal life or whatever, too. But, like, just with stream, I think a lot of stuff has happened. So we're trying to... What we normally start off by doing is usually kind of, like, go talk about what... First talk about what, you know, what games we played and, you know, what we felt about them. Either if we cleared it or not. But what do we play?
So, in November, December, we did the Split Sekiro Challenge. We also got into VR games. So we did Phasma. We also did Keep Talking and Nobody Explodes. Mm-hmm. And then I've been doing Sakuna. Then we did Danganronpa 2. We went back to that after a year of hiatus.
Yeah.
And then we did our first Apex stream.
Oh, yeah, it was technically just like a part of a stream, it wasn't a full stream. Yeah, that was fun. I was a little tipsy when we were streaming that.
Yeah.
Is there one that like has a big impression on you? I mean, I guess there's stuff we can say about all of them, but
yeah,
anything in particular?
Well, I mean, I really like the fact that we went back to Sekiro.
Yeah.
Got the gauntlet done, so that I think that's a personal milestone, right?
So it's much a personal harder achievement. So much harder than just beating the game. Because we did the first split control a while back, and we were able to finish it. It was hard, but it wasn't like as challenging as the gauntlet. And then there was a couple gauntlets that we had to, and for people that don't know, the gauntlet or Mortal Journey is
a boss rush.
It's a boss rush, and you unlock a little by little, and then at the end you do like the full run. There's a YouTube video of it, of us doing the last one, if you're interested in that. We did a little edit of that, but yeah, like when I first started doing that, the gauntlet, I'm talking about the journey. There's a part of me that was like, oh, we might not be able to do this.
Yeah. I was a little worried at one point too.
Cause we had a lucky run at first where we went, you know, to a certain place. And then when you first, there's three new types. Oh, actually at the last one there isn't, huh? You have to learn new versions of the boss, but that's in the gauntlets before.
Yeah.
And then at the end you have to do them all together. Like 17 bosses.
It was like the ultimate trial of facing every boss you faced in the game and in the gauntlet. So
yeah, it was just like, I think that was probably the most frustrating, besides Fall Guys, I think that might have been the most frustrating run. Because I wasn't, you know, it's really important that we have teamwork and we don't, you know, lock ourselves out, yada yada. But I think it was like, it almost broke my heart in some of those runs.
Yeah.
Because I realized it takes about an hour to get to, you know, even...
halfway point? Yeah.
And probably because we are split controlling, each boss takes longer than a single player playthrough is. Because we can't go into some of those pockets. Like, maybe if we were skilled, we could, but we were just going at it easy or being as safe as possible. But
just, like, we couldn't make movements that you could have made if you were playing single player. So there's, like, dodges that, or, like, parts you were supposed to dodge in, we couldn't dodge in because we would lock each other out if we didn't dodge in well, or, like, if you didn't do the exact amount of blocks and whatnot, it just wouldn't... It just wouldn't go the way you would if you were playing by yourself. So I think we kind of had to play it safe, or else I don't think it would have been doable.
Yeah, it was really fun though. Like it was, of course, when we were able to succeed, we succeeded in it at the end. But it was really weird because that run actually didn't even seem like the one. Didn't even seem like the run.
Yeah,
I didn't think we would get it on that one. But yeah, for sure. And then going back to like the story games too, I think that was definitely something that it was nice to go back to like Danganronpa.
We've been wanting to finish it
for a while. I was just like, you know, I want to go back to it. But every time we had that conversation, we're like, yeah, visual novels are very hard to stream because it's just pretty much, it's just the commentary that you would do when you stream a game is taken by just reading dialogue and reacting to it.
So you have to read like twice as much, or you have to talk twice as much as well.
Yeah. And I think some people do it great. Some people are really, really good at it. It was just something that was hard for us to keep focus and also like read what people have, you know, are chatting and stuff like that. But I think this time around, it was like, let's just get into our own world and see if we can, you know, try to get people into it by us being into it.
Mm-hmm.
And so people don't expect that we have this like, you know, immediate back and forth. But, and I think it worked out because I don't know. I think I really enjoyed it.
I did too.
And it was because the game is just so good.
Yeah.
I barely made any comments. Like, it was just reading and, like, reacting one word, just one or two words here and there. And, like, the trials are, like, hours. And then to even get to the case, you have to play, like, two hours or something.
Yeah, there's a lot of content to build up as well. Which I think it kind of helped people remain interested, even if they weren't really into, like, the whole anime thing, or they're really fans of like the artwork, or maybe they don't generally play games like that, but the fact that like the story is really intriguing, and it was just like, what, there is no like really slow moment in that game. So I think it really helps like people, like even when like maybe they didn't watch like the first streams, but they would come in and be like, wait, what's going on? I'm really invested now, kind of thing. So that was really cool to see.
Since we took a year off from playing that game, another thing that it was just like, the longer it takes, it's like, well, you're starting in the middle of a game.
Yeah,
starting in the middle of a game of the second one in the franchise, so
it's never good.
So it's just a bad idea, I think, to just do that. But I was just too interested. It was a kind of a selfish thing that I was just like, the story must be good. I trust in the story. It's been good so far. Characters are interesting enough that people will catch up. And even if people have questions about things in the past, we can just answer it on stream. And I was like, but I wasn't really thinking about it that much. I was just like, let's just do it.
I mean, especially since Danganronpa has an anime that we felt like, hey, we should watch it with everyone.
Yeah, which we haven't yet.
Yeah, we haven't yet, but we want to. And that's kind of a good way to get, you know, people who missed the first game to kind of catch up with what happened in the first game, kind of thing.
Yeah.
So,
and that game usually has a lot of people that spoil the game, like trolls, but we were really lucky.
We only got like a few people,
which
I think it's on like the low side of trolls,
from what we've heard.
I'm really
glad we did that. And I think, well, we can talk about the lockdown too later, but I think so there's like, and we played other games too, but
on my solo stream I've been playing Sakuna. That game is so good.
You've been really enjoying that.
I haven't had like a game that I just personally just really, really enjoyed since maybe Death Stranding. Like, I mean, of course, I like all games. I've enjoyed a lot of games I played this year. But I don't know, like, Death Stranding had a really, you know, special place in my heart. And Sakuna also has a special place in my heart. So
you're still contemplating if you should get it for Switch so you can just play another game of it.
But the thing is, I realized that Cyberpunk is out now, so I think I have to play Sakuna off stream to be able to finish it on stream before Cyberpunk comes out.
And also, I mean, if you have it on Steam, then there's no point. It's not like you're going anywhere. It's either you play here or the couch.
That's true.
And I don't know if
the couch is so comfy, though. What if I want to play on the couch?
I see. Or like in bed or something like
that. Yeah, exactly. What if I want to make rice in bed?
That's a really important question. And I think I'm going to leave that up to you. It's okay if you get it. If you just want to make rice that bad in bed before going to sleep, then there's nothing I can do. So we did a little bit of the games that we did, right? But I think what I wanted to talk about on this podcast, this is the last podcast of the year.
Yes,
right?
It is, yeah.
So 2020 is about to end. I kind of want to compare where we were at the end of 2020 last 2020 versus 2019, because we took, you know, if you look back in the archives, there's a December version, you know, episode of last year, and I think we're in a completely different place.
Yeah.
And if there's a better time to kind of review 2020, it would be this podcast, because
that's true,
right?
That's true.
And last this year, I think we definitely, there was a growth in the channel of for Bluest.
It wasn't substantial. Like, it wasn't like a big leap where we went from like 30 to like 100 and something. But it was enough to the point we got partner.
Still very big.
I mean, that's big enough. And I think it's, I mean, and, you know, we don't really say this on stream much, but it did. We did get, like, you know, there is a very obvious, well, semi-obvious change in like how much we get like payout as well. So I think money wise we are getting more than we did, you know, last year, and that kind of was a really nice indicator of being like, okay, I think we're doing a lot better than last year, kind of thing. Because last year at this time we contemplated stopping streaming, and we actually thought about quitting, because we just, you know, we didn't really see much progress. We weren't making enough to support anything. We would just kind of basically, like, every paycheck wasn't enough to pay off everything, like all the bills and whatnot. So, and now, like, you know, it is better. Sometimes
it's still like we still do half half and half, like, you know, it's not like everything comes out of there, which it shouldn't be.
But I mean, we have been able to, you know, pay rent with Twitch money, and then, you know, the money that Gray makes at work we use for like food and like other necessities and stuff like that. So we're kind of, you know, we're being able to kind of
It doesn't add any extra leisure or anything like that. It's not like we're making bank, but it's definitely like, especially because, like, this year, my pay from work went down a lot because of the whole, you know, and I think it's, at least I still have a job, but still, my pay definitely went down. So we were, I think it was like around March or February when things were like looking to start to get really bad. We were just like, so this is probably going to happen in the next months, where it's going to be hard to support on my end. But I think even if it's still rough, like Blue said, that you said it was, it got better, but not by what people are probably imagining. You know, like, it's
we're still,
we can see it because we see the bills every month. Even a little bit of progression is huge for us, and it's, we want to thank everybody, but we can't, you know, there's so much appreciation, but in reality, you know, it's not like we're living like kings and queens or anything like that. Of course, and if you guys have streamed, you probably have a general idea, or like if you have friends that streamed, you have a general idea of how much someone, you know, of our caliber would get paid. But of course there's the months where the special occasions where more people will sub or gift subs, or, you know, donations for, like, you know, birthdays and stuff like that.
And those days are a lot better, but most times it's more like, it's
real. It's very real.
We, I guess, lose money more than.
But the thing is,
The
thing is that, like, I personally, it doesn't matter because we can pay the rent, and we can, we're doing something we want to do, and that's all. That's something we've been actually. I was listening back to an old podcast recently, and that's just that's something that we talked about during like our very first months.
Yeah.
Like, we wish we could do that. Just like and some people say, like, you just say that, but you keep wanting more. And yes, it would be nice to have more money, blah, blah, blah. But that compared to, like, what I do if I go to work, imagining that I work double shifts at my work and getting the double pay, but not liking what I do versus, you know, maybe half of that. And maybe it's a little rough some months, but at least I get to do what I want
to
do.
Yeah, it's just kind of like having to.
I'm passionate about it.
Yeah. And I think it makes it so, like, it's like, I think I said this a couple days ago, but I was like, I would rather just eat, like, really, like, try to, like, save money with, like, other things and continue what I do than have so much money to the point where I can just spend on, you know, all these other luxuries and stuff. So, like, I don't mind that, the fact that, you know, we haven't really, you know, went out and shopped for, like, fun, not fun things. like extra things.
Yeah, yeah.
Like new shoes or like, oh, I want new clothes kind of thing. But I just realized like that's not really a big priority anymore because I do want to keep doing this. It's like, well, you know what? If we have to kind of like, you know, step back from that and prioritize stream, then it's not a bad, I mean, it's not a bad, I mean, it's not a hard choice.
Yeah.
It's not- like, I would rather do this than what I was doing before, even though, yeah, sure, paycheck is more consistent, but like, it's like, it's the whole thing of like, do you want to prioritize money or time or like your, what you like versus, I guess, comfort, I guess, in that sense, like financial stability. Yeah. And I would rather have this one where I really enjoy what I do with some setbacks, but at least I really like what I do.
Yeah. So it's not, it's when you talk about something like that, where it's like, it's not, we're getting a ton of money from this, but it's, so that's what I meant by it was real, but it's not like we're holding back as in, it's not like we're, like, I have to do this. We still really want to do it. Yeah. We don't have to do any of this, right? I could, there's a couple of other job opportunities that I was given this year, actually, from working in different industries. I turned them all down, and I see how much they were going to pay me. They were like, you know, you're getting paid here, this much at your workplace right now, and we can give you this much more. And I was like, how about the hours, right? There's something else that I really, really want to do and I really want to keep doing. Mm-hmm. And with those schedules, it was impossible.
Yeah.
So if I really want to take pay, I would choose that. Right. And yeah. I think,
I mean, just like
a lot of people would think that that's the bad, you know, wrong idea, but it's like, I'm still able to survive this life and it's still, and it's like getting better. Let's not forget. Yeah. It's getting better. Right.
Yeah. Like we're not starving. We're not like, it's not like we're out of money or things like that. It's just like, you just have to kind of figure out what your priorities are. Yeah. And sure, we don't have the comforts of stable income, but at the same time, that's not, we just kind of had to sit, like we talked and decided like, well, that's not really a priority at the moment. Mm-hmm. Like we want to prioritize career more than comforts of just, I guess, leisure items and whatnot.
Yeah.
So
it goes against everything my, you know, friends in school or school itself would tell me, but I'm just doing what I want to do. And I think we can, people always say that's not how life works, but I think there's a way to do that. And things might change in the future. But for now, what's important for me right now is that I keep doing what I want to do because it's hard to stay sane, especially in 2020, if I wasn't doing what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so
I think it'd be rough to just work every day at a job that you don't really like. And like you said, like I could even go back to fashion industry if that's,
you know. You get asked to come back like
all the time.
Every couple months, they're like, you want to come back? Like we'll pay you more and blah, blah, blah. And you're just
I can get more, but like I don't want to go back to working every day from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., not getting any holidays, not being home to the point where I barely see you. I would rather do this than go and have to work
and it's,
all those hours. So,
and it's also because it's not something you want to do. Even if it was 12-hour shifts, we do 12-hour streams, but it's not stressful because it's like, it's something we want to do.
Yeah.
We do 10-hour streams, different. Do 9-hour streams, right? It's like sometimes 5, you know, but like it's not, and we do feel really tired afterwards sometimes, but it's still something, what's important is it's what we want to do. Mm-hmm. It's not something we have to do. And I think it's just, I've always said this, but it's just something super interesting. This whole thing is just, streaming is just so interesting that I'm always still intrigued by it. getting burned out is, you know, that's also a problem too.
It's real, yeah.
But I think
it happens.
Yeah, it happens. But at the end of the day, it's just so, I'd just much rather be doing something I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so that's why we were talking about this is because last year in 2019, we were at a place where it started to not become fun anymore. And we were like, at the end of 2020, if things don't look better for us and if we still have the stance on streaming we do at that point, we were just going to quit. And people were very sad. And I was thinking of cutting that part out for the 2019 one, December one, but I kept it in because we were being honest.
Yeah.
And I think... people were very sad to hear that. because people were there. They knew what it was looking like. We were probably averaging, you know, like less than half that we do now. And I was 30s. Paying from, you know, like rent and stuff. Like it was straight out of like my pocket or like my savings. And then some months we could do like half and half, but
my savings, and then I had to dip into my savings last year too. And that was all. I said, you know what? I'm going to use the rest of my savings. And then if it's not looking well, then I got to go back to work. Yeah. Was kind of what we decided. So
it made sense. Right. Yeah. And then, so, and then January hit and, man, that was like, I still remember the January, just like, what's happening? Like,
what's happening? We're getting so really many like new 14? People. What's going on?
People were really like 14. And then it just, this year has just been really cool because I was able to set in motions this really cool project that, you know, me and Kuroken's been working on. And just stream itself just had gotten more people. Something, and it's not like we were doing anything different too. I think we got better at streaming games, but hopefully we worked on skills, but all in all, it's been the same.
Yeah,
it's been.
So I don't know what happened.
We've been always doing split control stuff. We've been.
But we did. I think. But this year, like, I think we finally decided like what we really want to do, because we used to do split control just for horror, and that was just because I was too scared to play by myself. So I just forced Gray into playing it with me.
It's a great idea. Great idea.
Yeah, and so I just remember like our first what was it? Soma. It's like, I can't play this by myself. Let's just split it. And so we're like, okay, yeah, fine. It's like, okay, you take keyboard, I'll take mouse kind of thing. It's like, okay, yeah, this should be doable if it's the two of us. Yeah. And then, so it was just like an excuse to not have to play horrible myself. But now here we are, and we kind of decided that, like, this year, we kind of realized, like, maybe this is something we should make it our, like,
like a thing.
Like a thing for us, like, yeah. Like, Bluest equals split control kind of thing, almost. So.
And I think, but that's really important, but it's also, it might be cynical, but if that doesn't take off, or, like, if people really like that, it's important at one point to depart from that and play, like, story games and stuff like that, because that means if we're not doing split control, people won't be there, kind of thing. Yeah. Like, but I think I was very confident in our chemistry that people will stay even if we do something different. No, I think a lot of people did. And it's all in all, 2020 was a shit year for many, many people. But for the Bluest stream, like as on Twitch, it was definitely a good year. Better than last year in growth, I think. And I learned a lot this year.
I did too.
We challenged our first 20 plus hour stream.
Yeah. Which is actually quite doable. So we need to learn how to sleep.
That was
in between. That's one thing.
That was definitely something but the thing is that I think I was less, well, I did take some rest during that and we both did once, but it's interesting cuz like you would do the I'm going to talk about the lockdown a little bit, but like doing the lockdown for maybe like 12 hours or whatnot will get me more tired than doing the Bloodborne streams at home. That Bloodborne 21 hour stream at home. And I think I was playing more than, and I only slept like an hour, right? So like in total. So I think for the Bloodborne one. So it's just, I was in a completely different mentality. And this year I was able to experience, you know, thankfully to Ken, thankfully to Joey, gave me the opportunity to stream in front of an audience for a very long period of time that I wasn't used to. And that kind of stuff it's so scary. And it's like, I put myself in that situation, but it's so scary, but I know that it's a good experience and I know that I'll learn something from it. And I do learn every single time I do it and have such a good time. And I was able to do that thanks to my good friends. So, hopefully I can do more of that. Hopefully we can do something like that too. Like next year, I want to do it with, no, not just Gray, but like, it doesn't have to be specifically the lockdown, but something like that. Something really cool, something a little bigger than the home desk streams. I have some ideas, got to talk to some people or like if they're interested, but hopefully we can do more things together, because there's a lot of moments where I'm doing that and it's like, this is really cool, it's very different from Bluest, how can I use this for Bluest kind of thing. So hopefully we can do that, but so many new experiences, a lot of positive experiences.
Yeah, for sure.
What about some negative stuff? You know, we always talk about, like, good stuff. Did you have any... I think if you want to be real, we should talk about some of the negative stuff that happened. if there is anything that comes to your mind.
Well, my one would be, like, there are times when, especially since we got partnered, there are times when we don't go past, you know, 75. Mm. And there are times when I think, like, you know, is there something, am I doing something wrong? Like, are we doing something wrong? Like, why, you know, we were able to get partnered, but, you know, what does that mean if we can't even get 100, or, like, you can't even get closer to 100? Or, like, we've been, I guess,
so you're, are we gonna very plateau? Strict on yourself.
Yeah, because it's like, are we going to just plateau at 60s, 70s? Like, what do we have to do to kind of push past this awkward, like, 60 to 70 average that we're at right now?
It's so interesting how fucked up, how much your brain hates you, because it takes such little time for you to be used to where you are right now and want more, because we would be dying for that average last year.
Oh yeah,
you
know for what I mean? Sure. Like,
it's just weird that
but I have to look forward, because if I'm just content with what I have right now, then it makes everything boring.
Absolutely.
Like, I want something to strive for. So for my next goal is to get to 100.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we're at 60.
Yeah.
And so I just, like, there's times when I'm thinking, like, you know, what do I have to do to get to 60? Like, especially, like, my solo streams, there's times it doesn't do well. So I think, like, maybe it's, am I just not really interesting? Am I streaming the wrong kind of game? Like, what can I do to bring in more people? But, like, in the end, I don't know. I don't really have that answer yet.
It would be cool to do something different. Like, I think we've talked about it before, is like the solo streams are always very, like, people know what they expect to expect. And it's definitely a different vibe from when we do it together, which is a good thing, which I think is a good thing. And I think a lot of people like that. It's a lot more personal, I think, on a lot of levels. So, but maybe next year it'd be a cool thing to, like, experiment different things with the next, with your solo streams. Maybe do something with somebody else, or, like, it'd be like kind of a, can reach out to your friends and try something else. And there's a lot of ideas that we can both have, but I don't think like it's
my issue roots with the whole, like, I'm not confident in myself as a streamer by myself. That's the thing.
Same, but
and so I don't know. I think it's just having to figure out, like, what I want my solo streams to be, because I don't think I really have an answer yet. Like, yeah, sure, I play games that you're not interested in at the moment, kind of thing, that I want to play. But is that enough?
I think it's
the question I'm asking myself.
Yeah, and it's not like this is like the pity cry of, like, you know, like, oh, it's okay, Blue, like, you're interested. Like, that's not what, you obviously said that. It's just
my goal, I guess. It's just things that I set for myself, so I have something I'm working towards.
Yeah.
So
I think it's...
Or else I'll get lazy and procrastinate, and, yeah.
It's being strict on ourselves. Like,
so.
Same here, though. Like, I think it... I did a lot of these solo streams this year, where on the second channel, and there were just moments where I was just like, man, just chatting is actually, like, such a hard category.
Yeah.
It's a weird way to say it, but, like, it's hard to be good at it. And I think I learned slowly, but it takes a lot more energy than playing a game.
For sure, because you have to make conversation out of thin air. You don't have a game to talk about.
You got to make the game. Like, you got to make the game.
You have to make the topic. Yeah. You have to kind of set things in motion. Like, if you're just waiting for chat to bring up a category, like, you're going to be sitting in silence for a long time.
Because we learned last year that was, like, major fuel for burnout.
Yeah.
Was this mental moment where, like, you're waiting, you're looking at chat, and you're waiting for something to appear is so draining. And if you've ever streamed before, or... maybe you've seen that in a streamer, is when there's this moment where you can tell that they're looking at chat and they're waiting for them to say something. And if you're playing a game, it's okay, because you can just add your commentary and keep going. But in just chatting, the only thing you're looking at is chat, unless you're doing something else, like watching videos. But the mental, like, strain of just watching, waiting for chat, and waiting for that, and that's relying on chat, and I don't think that's, like, very healthy. Of course, it's amazing to be able to interact with chat in something in a way that you can't when you're playing a game, and with the kind of the speed, but waiting for someone to talk, and then what happens if it's not even something you can start a conversation about, yeah, or something like that,
or what, or if you're not, you know, there's not nothing you can really add to it,
yeah,
then it's just, you're just reading, you're just a glorified bot that's reading. So
yeah, pretty much. So yeah,
or that's what I feel like.
That's especially. Just chatting is really, really hard, and mm-hmm. it's definitely something that I do want to keep working on, because I think it's really, really interesting. That's so different. Mm-hmm. That's like one of the most different things from watching a Let's Play on YouTube versus live streaming something, is how fast the interaction is, and it's not, you're not there for. It's in the most pure way. It's not, you're not there for the game. You're there for the content creator or whoever the streamer is, right? So it's so personal, and it's, I love doing those. And everyone that chats is amazing. Even if it's like just a random comment here and there, not even wanting interaction, maybe just like some noise, like that, mm-hmm. anything is great. It just, for me personally, I just felt like I need to brush up on that. And I don't think many people talk about that.
Yeah.
They always say, oh, just chatting is the easy one, or, you know, like, you don't have to play. Like,
No.
For the first few times when people want to talk to you, or like if you're a bigger streamer and people want to talk to you, that's fine. But when people are done with that, they're like, okay, we've talked about everything.
Yeah. And you're talking to the same people every single day. Like, you do run out of things to talk about, especially nowadays where you can't go outside, there's not much happening.
Yeah,
I mean, you could talk about what you've been playing recently, like game wise or like TVs or whatnot, but like that topic, if you're talking about it every day, it gets old.
Which makes me appreciate the people that do come back and talk so much. Like, why do you guys find this interesting? Like, you know, like, how do you still want to talk to me? Like, thank you. You know, that's why I try to give, you know, all the conversation that I can with those people, especially in a just chatting situation. Maybe not so much, maybe it's a little harder playing games, but in a just chatting situation, because I think this year I realized, like, if we become better at streaming something, people will find that interesting, and then they won't feel like they're left out, even if we don't read every single chat, you know? And I really worked on that this year, so. But yeah, just chatting, super hard.
Very difficult.
I want to get better at it. I definitely want to get better at it next year.
I think it's still hard for me to do a full 6 hour just chatting stream.
Yeah. And you do it sometimes. It's crazy.
I do. Like, sometimes it's like, it's really great because, you know, people in chat are very, they find me funny sometimes. And so those times are really nice. And sometimes I'm just like, I just don't really hit those buttons, I think. And then I just, my mind blanks out, and it's like, you know what? I'm really boring today. Sorry, guys. I can't.
It's,
I think,
so
I need
weird.
To go. Because
it used to be, okay, we have no other game on the playlist. It's just chatting.
Yeah.
Now it's like, we'll find any game before going just chatting.
Because it's so hard.
Unless
and it's just so draining. Yeah.
So our system recently has been, we do like a long game, and then we'll do a just chatting. Hopefully we can talk about the game afterwards, like a dedicated streamer. We need to but it turns out, like, every single time, I feel a lot more tired doing it just chatting than, I think it's just our mentality of it has changed of it. But yeah, I think people that just keep doing that, like, and that
insane.
Are good at it.
Like, people who do just
so
chatting every day is, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
You
so
must
much
have,
respect.
You must be doing so many things.
Yeah.
It'd be so interesting. I'm just a little hermit that lives at home. I'm a little hermit crab. I'm very limited. But I do my best.
And then this year was cool because we got to change schedules. We talked about that a lot, but that really changed the dynamic of the stream, I think, and more people stuck around because we do, instead of doing 3 hours, we do 6 hours now.
Maybe one day we'll go to like 9 hours.
But that's the thing, is like, a stream can sometimes does take 9 hours. Doesn't matter. We don't look at the clock and go like
I mean, our Alien Isolation and Shadow Corridor streams were very long. So
we just find a good place. Like, in our, we have like a body clock. We're like, that's about 6 hours, and then we'll look at where the game is. If we feel like we can go more, and even if it goes for 10 hours, if the game doesn't stop there, like, we'll keep going. It's not like
There's no real set time for us anymore.
It's a general thing. Which means that it can go shorter too, but that's like that's what it, that is what it is. Like, we're not trying to cut it short because we want to end stream, but it just,
it's not like a TV show. It's not, it's, you know, good, it's not a set TV. Or it's not a set program. So,
and being more flexible about that for us has helped us mentally, which is weird because, like, when you don't add a time, we go longer.
Yeah, we do.
Which is weird. Like, I realize, like, when I don't think about, like, okay, this is the 3-hour mark or the 6-hour mark, and you can just cut it whenever.
Yeah.
You would think you would just end it shortly, you know, make it shorter because it's, you know, sometimes it does go shorter, but, like, there's times that it goes way longer.
Yeah, most of my solo streams tend to go longer. It kind of depends on what I'm doing, but, like, especially with Sakuna, because I know what time it is because you come home.
Yeah.
Usually. And that's kind of the indicator. Like, oh, it's getting close to 6 hours kind of thing. But then there are times when I'm like, you know what? He can sit there on the couch for a bit. Or he's like, oh, he fell asleep, so I'm just going to stream longer.
And that's important to be able to do that. So, yeah, I just wanted to talk about, like, how you felt about it last year and this year and think, just before we go into...
Did you have any negative things that happened this year?
Negative? Other than that? I mean, it was negative things. I mean, in my, like I mentioned, my pay went down, so I was like panicking all year, because it was this gradual decline of the from my work. So it was trying to, like,
it's scary watching your savings go down and down and down, right?
Yeah, and I just had to, like, keep it real, so I was using all that energy. There was a time where I would come back and then I would just flip on a stream, like, drink, and then just flip on the second channel and just talk to people. And that really helped me. That helped me out a lot. And in that that sense, like, that's the kind of one where I was, like, 100% relying on chat for that one. And I was just, like, waiting for people to talk to me. And it was...
I mean, it's just like you're hanging out with friends.
Yeah, and people
not
were...
Not really in the streamer mindset, I suppose.
And people were nice enough to... Yeah, I was definitely not a streamer at that moment. Like, it was just hanging out.
Yeah, and I think those are nice too. So
yeah,
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
With stream, I think I was able to do a lot of the things that I wanted to do that I couldn't do last year. So it was pretty it was pretty good. I think I mean, there were some times when I would be, like, burnt out on a game or something like that, but then I just took a mental reset. I just try to reset it by thinking of another thing that we can do in between, or just look. I would just watch a lot of these really smaller, like, Japanese content creators that are play really obscure games, and then just see if we can find, like, an English patch or an English version of it. So we play, like, bizarre games sometimes, but,
like, Tasty Ramen.
And I think it was more of what we thought was interesting. We played what we thought was interesting, and I just, yeah, I think stream wise there's sometimes when we were like, of course, we have the, I guess we're not growing as much, but, and then I just turned off everything, and that way I can just enjoy what, you know?
You just enjoy the game for what it is.
Kind and of enjoy thing. Streaming, the aspect of streaming. So, I think...
Of course, I mean, we've had a few burnout issues during the year where we just really didn't want to stream a couple days, or, like, we just really didn't want to play any games whatsoever, and it's like, well... What are we gonna do? There's no games. Like, we both don't want to play any games right now. There's nothing new that we want to play. There's nothing old we want to play. Like, what are we gonna do? Kind of thing. And that's, like, for us, that's kind of where burnout is. It's not like we don't want to stream because stream is burning us out. It's more like, crap, we don't have content. Like, we don't have anything we want to do. So that makes us burnt out, I guess. So it's I bet there's, you know, other people who feel this kind of burnout too, but I think that's the only burnout we've really had this year, was just content burnout.
Where we didn't know what to do, or, like, we
just got tired of the game.
Even if it's a game we don't play, we simulate it in our heads before, like, what the kind of what it's like. We try to not look at stuff just because it's better when it's the first playthrough. But we'll try and. What I'll do is, if there's another playthrough that someone's doing, I'll watch, like, maybe, like, the first 30 seconds, and I'll get a glimpse of what the game is kind of like. And then I'll try and simulate what the next first streams, how many streams it's going to take, how long it's going to, like, just in my head a little bit. So I know which direction we can go into and how we can make it interesting with the both of us. Mm-hmm. And the best thing is it never goes to plan. It messes up. It never goes according to plan, which is the best thing. Because those are like happy surprises, and those are always better than things that you can expect. And it always goes way beyond. I feel like a lot of games this year went a lot more beyond than I expected.
Yeah.
And because we talked about a lot of, like, I guess the real stuff, or I mentioned what were some of the negative stuff, I just want to pull out some of, like, the real things instead of, like, oh, everything is happy. But that doesn't mean, like I said, this year was great for us.
Yeah.
This year...
It was a lot better than last year, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, we're seeing improvement in numbers. We're seeing improvement in our mental health. We're seeing improvement in, you know, our payout. Yeah. We're seeing improvement in, like, what, I guess, what we want to do as a stream. Like, what our, I guess, our, not view of, I guess, view of streaming, too, but just mentally.
Yeah. So in total, it was good, but I just wanted to, I didn't want it to sound like, there was a lot of, like, okay, these are the negative or like the kind of things we have to work on. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't mean this is a negative year in any way.
Yeah.
In total it was fantastic, but I think it's important to do that review every year, you know, like it's not just happy stuff, you know. You know, of course,
yeah,
because that's what it is. Okay, so I think that's I really wanted to just review that. We talked about the games.
Can I go to the questions?
Yeah, let's I think we talked enough about our just ourselves. So let's take some questions from subs and see what's up. All right. So what's the first question?
All right. Here? So we have a question from Juki. Yep. And how would the process of moving in Japan be like? Is it like pay 2 to 3 months rent for a new place in advance, or go to like have hikkoshi gaisha check your items to move, etc.?
Like moving in Japan from one place to another, to koto?
Yeah, I think so. I'm guessing it's like, what's the process?
Okay,
so basically, yeah, like when you move, you first want to clear out everything in your house, right? And then you usually take your key to, like, if you apply through like a housing agency, you just bring your house key to them, and then they'll check it later, and then they'll give you the deposit later, kind of thing. But before that, then you can move, like you can hire a moving company, and then they can take, like, if you have trash, like, big trash you want to throw away, sometimes they'll take it, too, or you have to call the trash company.
Some people just don't use a moving company. They just do them themselves.
If they have a car, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's easier,
too. And money-wise, you do have to pay a couple of... It's pretty expensive to move because you have to... Depending on where you rent it out, you have to pay anywhere from, like, 2 to 3 months in advance.
Yeah.
And there's this fee that you have to give the real estate agent for like helping you get the place, and like which is a month worth
of rent,
right? Yeah. And then there's a deposit one where you can get it back if you have no damage, but you put it in first. Then there's a normal rent, and then it's pretty expensive to move.
And then
in,
if you have pets, you have to also pay another extra month worth of rent.
For and most, also, but for the place, is, at least where we live.
Yeah, we live. It depends on which company or which apartment complex you live in. Mm. But, and then also, like, I think it's, if you live in an apartment for more than 4 years, they waive your damage fees.
Yeah.
Is what I heard. And that's what my company told me, or my previous place told me.
Maybe that's not it for all places, but that's what they told you.
I mean, not all damage fees, sorry. It's like natural damage fees from just living there so long.
Okay.
That they don't charge you extra, like if... You know, if maybe your floor is a little scuffed up and it's like, well, you've been here for 4 years, so you're good, kind of thing. A lot of companies apparently do that. Mm-hmm. But of course, it depends. It depends on where you are.
So that's what it's like. A little expensive to move here.
Yeah. And then you have to reroute all your internet and stuff. And
Yep. That's
changing your address is kind of a pain. But, you know, that's probably like it. That's probably the same thing.
I think it's the same,
Yeah.
All right, what's the next one?
All right, so next one's from Ostrich, and it's, what advice do you have for anyone that may be interested in starting a couple stream? I guess advice. First thing first is make sure you guys have the same goal in mind, or like what you are expecting out of a stream.
That's a really good one.
Especially since, like, if you're streaming because you just want to do it as like an off day, like hobby, where you don't have a schedule and you just want to stream, like, you know, maybe once or twice a week or something, but the other person wants to stream on a daily basis, it's not gonna work out.
And that doesn't go for a couple, but just any, like, if you're gonna work
any dual
on a
stream,
yeah,
just anything, yeah,
any like multi-person team stream, yeah. Everyone, make sure your goals are the same, and second, just do it. Seriously, just do it. Like before, don't go on Reddit and look at what, just do it.
You should try it. Yeah, because honestly, you're not going to know if you two are going to be a good pair unless you try it, or if you'll even like streaming unless you try it. So
That was like a genuine fear that I had when I did the first lockdown. Remember, I told you, like, I don't know how the chemistry between me and Ken is going to be. Like, we're really good friends, but doesn't mean that we can. There's a possibility
playing a game together for more than 12 hours. So
that was one of the biggest fears, because I never streamed them with them before, and I was going to be in there for. We didn't even have a set time. Very, very scary, because I know that I definitely take it for granted how much chemistry we have on stream. So I think that's a fear, but you won't know any of that unless you just try streaming.
Try it, yeah. So, because I mean, another thing I was worried about was, like, I thought, I have what I want to do on stream and what my view on stream is, but if you have completely different mindset, then it's gonna clash, right? And then one person's gonna have to kind of like back off and be like, okay, we can do it your way, kind of thing. And then they're gonna feel like they're not doing what they want to do, and then you create tension, and it becomes this really awkward kind of like thing, and then it just falls out and kind of thing. So like, I was a little worried that you would want it to be something that, like, you would want something but I don't, or vice versa.
Yeah
Like, I would want to do something but you'd be like, nah, I don't want to do that kind of thing. And it's like, oh okay,
I think so. And the thing about that is that's really important, but there's no way to know, because people always change depending on what experience that they get. So when you guys start, if that person does start streaming, things will change. They might say, I want to do this first, and then it'll change as you keep going.
Yeah, so this, I mean,
communication and being alert and being knowing that things will change.
Talk to each other.
And that's why you guys need to always recalibrate together. And that's, communication is always going to be number one.
Yeah. But before all that, just try it.
Yeah, just try it.
You're not going to even know that until you try it. So
yeah, just try it out.
Yeah. What if it doesn't work?
Yeah.
So this one's next. A few questions from regular.
Okay.
First one is, Super Mario's mushroom power-up sound effect is a victory theme pitched and sped up.
Mm.
What's a not-so-well-known fact you can't shut up about?
I remember I was like super hyped when I found out about that Soken from 14 used like the sound effects for one of the sound effects or one of the songs. It's just him taking a, like, the outer part of like a cigarette box, and then
effects.
Something like that. Which was like crazy.
Another one that you can't shut up about?
What?
It's that one band that you really like, and you tell me the story every single time. And I'm such a good girlfriend, because I still ask answers and like listen to you, it's like the first time. I keep forgetting, even though you tell me about them all the time.
But, so you're not really listening then?
No, I am listening. It's just,
I'm kidding.
There's a lot of bands that you like have to keep track of. It's about the super young vocalist who's like, who got passed around from company to company.
Oh, the starting line. Yeah.
Yeah.
The starting line. Yeah. Well, I mean, the band lore is always interesting, like this, and yeah, everyone has, especially like artists,
yeah,
creative people always have a very interesting story behind them. So I must know.
Don't worry, I loved hearing the story.
Justin Vernon's story is cool.
You say that, like, story like every Bonavere, year. So
like, Bonavere's story is cool, like how he like put himself in a cabin, he's almost dying of like mono or something, and then he wrote that record and then won an Emmy. There's so many like cool stories, like. Yeah, I can't stop. Yeah. I can't shut up about that kind of stuff. That's true. I have a lot of stories like that. If it's like,
but out of all things you talk about starting line, and you tell me that story so many times.
Yeah, I'm like that band like makes me sad.
It's like every time you watch a video of them, you're like, oh, by the way, did you know?
Yeah, because
it's like yeah. What's
because
up?
Recently that dude like took like footage from like 2003 and put up on YouTube.
I just said
footprints of that band, and it made me realize that this band could have been so much bigger. Next question. I'm serious. It's sad. It's a sad story.
Okay, next one. Well, it sounds like a really good advice, but isn't.
Oh, that's a good question. Wait, that's a really simple but hard question. What sounds like good advice but isn't? What sounds like good advice? What would be like? Is there any example? Maybe not like a good one, but like a... what would be something that sounds like good advice? It's got to be, for me, it's got to be something about, but I don't know if it's good advice or not. I think it might be good advice, but I just don't agree with it. Is the whole, like, forget your dreams and, you know, get real and, you know, that horse shit. That it's just, it never felt right with me that you throw away everything that you like, because everyone around me didn't have what they, it seemed to me that people around me didn't have anything that they liked. So they use this whole, like, don't do what you like and do what makes money. That's, and throw away everything. Right? And like,
I think he agrees.
Right. But that, but it's still my, there's people that are getting so much money and having a really, really good life while I'm out here, like, still kind of like struggling, you know, month to month. But I still enjoy it and I still see a future in it. But, and a lot of people won't agree with me. And that's okay. People have a different way of kind of living their life. Of course, my parents want think differently, you know. They want me to be very, have more money, and there's no way in hell that I'll tell them that I turned down some job that gets a lot more pay, but I turned it down because I want to do what I want to do. And it
but on the other hand, I think that you should never just don't be realistic, though. I think being realistic
it's a balance,
huh? It's a balance of two, because like, you don't want to give up everything just to put all your money into like being, I don't know, some like world famous like harmonica rapper or something. Like, that's not gonna
work. That sounds fucking awesome. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but the off chance that you're gonna really make it really, really big and you can support everything without a secondary job is gonna be very difficult.
I like, guess that's not a very like black or white thing. I think you're right. There's got to be a good balance. It's not just
you can wean off of it, kind of thing. Like, if you are doing something that you love, that then make sure loaded. You have
that one's
no, you have a backup, and then once you get start making you know enough money, then maybe you can cut back on hours. And then
that was a bad example that I brought out for this question, because it's not bad advice at all. The more I think about it, it's not bad advice, but it's just there's more to it, is what I thought. There's more to it. There's a good way to do it, I guess. Let me think of something else. Something that sounds like good advice, but it's bad advice. Crap, I don't even know if something that sounds good, but it's not that. Yeah, mine was a little loaded. Like, mine wasn't. I don't think it fit this question.
I'm trying to think.
What's bad advice? Let's start off with that. What would be something bad? That's advice?
Bad for you.
Right, so like, bad advice is like smoke cigs. Like, that's terrible.
That doesn't sound really good.
Something that's like, that's like, drink booze. All right.
Or get, I don't know, I guess like a spontaneous tattoo. Technically, I mean, that's not really bad advice either, because some people just like just decide and they're happy with it forever. So.
And there's a good chance, there's a good chance you'll regret it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So that's what you're saying,
right? Go get your head shaved. You might regret that too. But I mean, it might sound really nice at the moment, because like, you know, it's really hot outside in summertime and whatnot.
Or just don't cut your hair this whole quarantine time.
Yeah, that's fine too. Yeah.
I mean, I like my hair, but sometimes I don't know. That's a hard question. You tell me, what's a good one? There must be one in your mind, and that's why you thought of this question, right? Regular. All right, you hit me up on the DMs. All right.
I know. I have really good advice though.
What
is your girlfriend's always right?
Next question. What's the next question?
And she knows where your beanies are.
I don't like that. I don't like that answer at all. It's too loaded.
You have the entire world's ear for 15 seconds. What would you want to say to them?
Twitch.tv/Bluest.
Let's go. Okay. what's an older game that you'd want to see in PSN? Or just like, I guess, remade?
I don't know if it's been remade. It's a game that I've never played before, so I do want to experience it. Is like the Shadow Colossus series. If we can get... I know it's... Did it ever... Did you go on, like, I don't know, like PS3 or something? I don't know. Maybe it might...
It's remastered, but not remade, I think. Yeah. I would like to see Crisis Core. I know it's not an old game, but I do want to see Crisis Core on Switch or something so we can play it again. I've been wanting you to play it for so long.
Chrono Trigger Remake. Let's go.
But Chrono Trigger is fine. We need a Crisis Core first, because nobody can get a PS Vita right now. PSP, whatever you call it.
You can't get an SNES.
I mean, you can play it on the computer.
You can probably do that on the same... if you can do, if you're saying that, you can do that.
Sure, maybe you can.
If you're talking about consoles, it's hard to get an SNES these days, right?
That's true.
So,
okay, but I have an SNES at home, in my mom's attic.
That's good for you.
Yeah, I can bring it. can stream an SNES game.
How? Are we going to have to build in an HDMI port on that thing?
You can do it, right? Thanks. Okay. Next question from...
There's actually a thing called the... There's a player where you can stick in. Like, it's like a console. It's like a console, and you can put in cassettes, and you can... It's super unstable, but you can... Plug in an HDMI to an SNES. I think you can do SNES, original NES, Game Boy Advance, and something else. It's like all in one.
No Vita?
No.
Wow. Okay. I'm good enough. So next question is from KC.
Hey.
When the COVID situation goes away eventually, what are the top three things you want to do, and what are the top three places you want
to
visit?
I want to go to more izakaya, so like bars. I want to eat yakiniku. I want to go eat Korean barbecue outside. And I want to go to the city and just kind of not be so scared seeing so many people. Because even now, when I go to Shibuya's where I work, it's very anxiety-inducing. And it's still, the numbers are, you know, it's not as many people, but it's still really scary. And just, I want to feel comfort in a place, especially because I live in Tokyo, right? I know a lot of people live in less dense areas, but I grew up here. This density shouldn't scare me, but this COVID situation definitely has affected the way that I see crowds. I think for everybody, it would feel nice to feel okay again looking at what Tokyo used to be. How about you?
Mine's probably karaoke.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
Number two would be there's this one ryokan that you can go to that you can bring your dog. So I want to go to a little traditional Japanese hotel with a little hot spring and like your private hot spring and a private doggy bath, and bring Anu with me and put him in a little kimono. Or you got that? Sorry.
I do want to travel with Anu. I've never really traveled with Anu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we should go to the doggy ryokan.
Let's go.
So we can put him in a yukata with us.
Can you go into the onsen?
There's like a doggy pool.
A doggy hot spring?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I think he'd like it.
That's number one then. That's number one.
That's number one, yeah. Yeah. Third one is probably just, go see friends outside.
Yeah. We do that sometimes, but it's still very, like, for example, like lockdown, we go straight to the studio. Like, I don't see anything, and then I just come straight out.
Maybe like Universal Studios or like Disney or something.
A theme park.
A theme park, yeah. Because you can't go right now. So.
Okay.
All right. Next one. Oh, wait, what three places you want to visit?
I've been saying this even before Corona, but I do want to just go outside to like America, Europe, and you know. That's always just, I've never really gone out to those, you know, visited outside of Japan, so
pretty much anywhere. Yeah, I want to go to Korea. I do want to visit Hawaii at one point. I do want to visit Australia, but like I said to you guys on stream, please trap all the spiders and put them on one island, and then you can let them go once I leave. But when I'm there, please just make a spider island and then keep the main area like spider free, so I can just visit for 2 weeks, and then you can let them all go again. So
living
just,
on the that Animal Crossing life, like the Tarantula Island.
Yeah,
leave them on the Tarantula Island.
Yeah, or we could go scuba diving. That's fine too.
No, absolutely not.
Oh, you know what? No, I want to go like paragliding. Apparently, that's really fun. Like, you don't go that high. You're just like...
Paragliding seems a lot more... For me, scuba diving is just hell. So, just because I don't like open water. I think
paragliding would be fun.
Yeah, that sounds pretty fun.
There you go.
What's next?
What's your 2021 prediction and direction you guys are looking for to take this channel to?
2021 prediction.
Goal is 100 average.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Still, that's my goal.
That's a really good goal. We should work towards that. Prediction...
I guess closer to being able to make a living off of this, I guess.
Yeah, more events, more creative things. Hopefully a couple new projects, but really working on the core stream, how we can just be, not just like growing the stream, but just us. Here's the thing, like when growing the stream becomes the first priority, it's been hard for us to grow as streamers, if that makes sense. For us, when we focused on just being better at what we do and how we can better ourselves as streamers, it directly translated to people coming, more people coming in. But when it's like, how do we get more people? Should we play this game? Should we play that game? It just doesn't last. It doesn't last. The results are always just never immediate, and it stops us from growing as, you know, streamers, I think. So working on ourselves, I think, is the most important. It's the best way to get, it takes time, but it brings more people in, I think. 21 predictions. I don't know if that was a prediction, but...
Well, I mean, like, apparently Tokyo's trying to do Olympics in 2021, but oh, my prediction is that that's not going to happen.
So. Wow. I think 2021 is still going to be very similar to 2020 in, unfortunately, with the whole situation. Everyone's going to be staying in, mostly a lot of remote work, but hopefully better. I'm hoping for a better 2021. This is what I'm hoping.
Yeah.
For the world.
And then a question from Fire. So if you could go back in time, what would you change? What are some things you regret in life? My thing would be to study something else in college. Because I studied textiles and design, and I honestly wish I studied like digital art or like marketing or something that's a little bit more, I guess, vague to the point where I can use it on different things. I studied something very, very, like a very niche major, and I wish I studied something a little bit broader. That's my regret.
For me, it's hard to say, because if you do the whole thing where it's like this led to this, this led to that, I don't regret it. But
yeah,
I do regret not going to the U.S. for college when I had that opportunity. I chose Japan because I did want to go. It was a lot cheaper to go to a Japanese university. But I think more so, I just didn't feel comfortable leaving Japan at that point. And after that, the opportunity to visit, they were like, you can do like transfer stuff, but it was a little bit, I just missed the timing on all that. Or even in college, another thing I would regret is like studying abroad or just visiting during those times, because I had a lot more time back then. So traveling, I can still do traveling now, but I think it was a lot easier if I went to school over there or did a study abroad or traveled a little bit more during my school days. Regret not doing that. So I gotta make it up by doing it more in the future, but hopefully in the next couple of years I can do that.
And I guess if I could go back in time, I'd tell myself to start streaming earlier.
Yeah, start streaming
when I'm a little younger. Yeah. But okay, and then last question from Trav is, next possible games for lockdown, about any guests?
I as of now, nothing really. I did want to play like there's some things that I wanted to do, which I really shouldn't say yet, because it might happen. Ken did talk about how we might want to do something that's a little not like, it's kind of the same people, kind of the same idea, but a little bit more chill. More of like, if anything, more like a podcast or something like that. And just like have an episode like that, see how that goes. So that might happen. But nothing set in stone or any ideas. I do want to play. What I want to do is play a game that's a long game that's a first playthrough for everybody that's in it. So for me and Ken. If we get a guest, then that person too, but a lockdown where it's a first playthrough long game for both of us. I think that would be interesting, because Super Mario 64, they were obviously they knew what they were doing. For Jump King, I think Ken played a good amount of it on stream before, so he kind of knew I just want to do like learning the mechanics from one kind of stream. Yeah. Would be fun. It'd definitely be longer than the ones we have now, but the lockdown would be longer. But I think a first playthrough for both of us is something I want to try. Yeah. Is that the last question?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you guys so much for those questions. I'm still thinking about that good advice but bad advice thing. Sounds like good, but not really good.
He's getting really restless.
Yeah, I think we need
to get him. He's getting the zoomies.
But yeah, so So this is the last podcast of this year.
This year, yeah.
All right. This is already in there, but what are you looking forward to in 2021?
Well, I mean, aside from like new games, there's a lot of games I'm looking forward to. But I mean, other than that,
just like first stream.
I mean, I already answered it. This
growth.
Yeah, growth.
Yeah.
New stuff to do.
I realized that what I was gonna end the stream with that, or the end of the podcast with that, but that was, you guys already asked that good question.
Yeah, just growth. I suppose.
Keeping our mental stability a little better than this year. This year was better than last year. So
next year will be better than
hopefully
this year.
We can keep growing and growing and keeping it more stable. Because that's what it is. Continuing is always what it is. To keep going is the best way to achieve anything, you know? So,
yeah.
But it's not good if you're not in a good mental space. But yeah, everybody that's out there that's listening to this, thank you guys for checking the podcast out. Stay safe. New Year's are coming up. Christmas is coming up. Hopefully everyone can celebrate in their own way. Yeah. Have a little good end to a horrible year for most of us. you guys have powered through. Shouts out to everybody. All right. And
yeah, thank you for a great year.
We'll be on stream, but for the band podcast, Blue and Gray, we'll see you guys next year on the band podcast.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much. Take care.